7 Steps Definite Guide to Real Estate Wholesaling Step by Step. I'm going to give you the step by step. So are you ready? Let's get through it really quickly because I have a question that... Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 14kformula.com. So on this episode, we're talking about 7 steps, definite guide to real estate wholesaling step by step. I'm going to give you the step by step. So are you ready? Let's get through it really quickly because I have a question that we wanted to dive in through. If you want details on each one of these steps, once you're done with this video, you can go ahead and click into the blog. You can go to myempirepro.com/blog and read the full blog post over there so you can get the full gist. Step 1, collect data. Step 2, analyze data. Step 3, contact data. Step 4, negotiate the deal, okay? So the question that we have today is probably going to touch more on step 4, which is negotiating the deal. So stay tuned for that. Step 5, get the contract. Step 6, assign the contract. Okay, step 7, close the deal. And obviously the next step after that is to rinse and repeat the process. So if you want the full details of step 1 through 7, as I just shared with you, make sure you go through the blog post and read it. But there's a question here that I think you should listen to and see where the mindset of a beginner, an intermediate, an advanced person is with this game of wholesaling real estate, which is essentially as simple as finding deeply discounted properties, locking under contract, and assigning the contract for an assignment fee, anything up to $82,000 from my personal experience. Now, it can be as low as $1,000, it can be as high as $250,000. There's tons of success stories out there just from helping people, homeowners, property owners, real estate owners that are in distress. And right now, in this uncertain time, there's more of that opportunity that will come on your table, but it's going to look on the surface, because obviously people are shy from spending money, it's going to look on the surface like people are scared, right? But the truth is that you're a problem solver, and the more problems you can solve, the more value you can bring into the marketplace, the more money you can make. So now let's talk about this question. The person says, I spoke with a seller today. So this person is talking to sellers. So that means they are in the game. If you're not talking to sellers, you're not in the game. You gotta be talking to people, right? He owns a grocery store and 2 rental properties, which are occupied and has been rented for 15 years. All of that doesn't mean anything, okay? I guess maybe you can see the lifetime of a tenant, I guess, but it doesn't really mean anything, you know. He said he's not selling, but he's willing to sell if the price is right. Well, most of the people you're gonna talk to are gonna say if the price is right, okay? Especially if you're using interrupt marketing, what I call interrupt marketing, which is cold calling or your, you know, unsolicited text messaging. It's not like these things don't work, but you're gonna have to go through a lot of numbers, okay? Unlike the way I do my business, which is I only talk to people that call me, so I generally don't get that kind of, if the price is right. I'm only talking to people that don't care about price, they just need to sell as soon as possible, okay? So, but there's nothing wrong with using interrupt marketing, you just gotta be prepared for the number of times you have to get in contact with people in order to secure a deal, okay? It's a little bit more, much more numbers. Not necessarily more difficult, but much more numbers. Difficult mentally, because you have to do a lot more selling and getting people to sell to you at the right price for you, not their price, right? But anyway, if somebody says if the price is right, that means they are concerned about as much money as possible. Their motivation is money, not time. So you have to approach the conversation from that standpoint, because at the end of the day, you get paid for giving them what they want, okay? That's how you get paid. What you want is getting paid, but that's as a result, as a byproduct of giving people what they want. So if they say if the price is right, that means you can't really approach it from a standpoint of an investor looking for a steal, a deal, a deep discount. It's not gonna work that way. You're gonna have to help them get the most money for the property. That's how it's gonna work, right? And only if the buyer is willing to tear them down, both down and rebuild. So now they're giving you terms. In real estate, we call that terms. That means they're giving you conditions under which the deal must be done. Basically, you're losing control. Basically, you're talking to the wrong person. They're not motivated by time. They're motivated by money. So the only thing you should be doing is talking to them about retail deal, getting them the most money for the property, meaning they're open to putting the work it needs into the property to be listed on the market. That's obviously not the case here, because this property are not in okay condition, because this person is giving you terms of tearing down and rebuilding, and you know, like, they're acting like they're in control, and if they're doing that, chances are you already lost control, right? He said he wants to gentrify the neighborhood. What does that matter? Like, what does that has to do with you? Basically, you're not going to say that to them, but basically, again, a testament that you're talking to a wrong prospect. And the more time you spend with the wrong prospect, the more time you spend away from the right people that are waiting in a pipeline that you're supposed to have, that are bringing business to you on a daily basis, okay? I'm assuming he wants to tear them both down and build one big house like his own. He lives next door. Okay, yes, person that's emotionally attached to the property, all right? And that's just another hurdle that you have to jump over, right? I told him I would talk it over with my partner and give him a call back. I don't think he's really motivated, in my opinion. How would you proceed? I will not proceed with this person. I will proceed back to my pipeline and pick another lead that I can actually help. That's what I would do with that. So the problem here is that if you don't have a pipeline, then you have a serious problem. This person does not have a problem. They don't have to sell. They don't want to sell. They already told you they don't have to sell, only if the price is right. And this is what comes in when you're negotiating the deal. You want to make sure you find out their why. And then obviously the price is right. That's a term. The idea that it must be turned down, that's a term. You control the terms in the real estate deals that's going to make you money. They don't control the terms. You control the terms because they tell you there's a problem. I need you to help me solve the problem. And you're basically saying, these are my conditions to help you solve that problem. If the conversation is not going that way, you are already talking to the wrong person. And if you're talking to the wrong person, and if you need to talk to the wrong person, it's because you don't have a pipeline. So make sure you have a pipeline. You want to learn how to build a pipeline? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book absolutely for free. And when you get that book, it will point you in the right direction of building a pipeline. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. By the way, if you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus. Real Estate Money Secrets, my second book. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.